the straight warp of necessity, not to be swerved from its ultimate course, its every alternating vibration, indeed, only tending to that, free will still free to ply her shuttle between given threads, and chance, though restrained in its play, within the right lines of necessity, and sideways in its motion directed by free will, though thus prescribed to by both, chance by turns rules either, and has the last featuring blow at events. Thus we were weaving and weaving away, when I started at a sound so strange, long-drawn, and musically wild and unearthly, that the ball of free will dropped from my hand, and I stood gazing up at the clouds whence that voice had dropped like a wing. High aloft in the cross-trees was that mad gay-header, Tashtego. His body was reaching eagerly forward, his hand stretched out like a wand, and at brief sudden intervals he continued his cries. To be sure, the same sound was that very moment perhaps being heard all over the seas, from hundreds of whalemen's lookouts perched as high in the air, but from few of those lungs could that accustomed old cry have derived such a marvelous cadence as from Tashtego the Indian's. As he stood hovering over you, half suspended in air, so wildly and eagerly peering towards the horizon, you would have thought him some prophet or seer beholding the shadows of fate, and by those wild cries announcing their coming. "There she blows! There! 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 She blows! She blows! Where away? On the lee beam, about 2 miles off, a school of them!" Instantly all was commotion. The sperm whale blows as a clock ticks, with the same undeviating and reliable uniformity, and thereby whalemen distinguish this fish from other tribes of his genus.